Welcome, Dr. Juanita Ferreira, the training manager and registered homeopath for Florida, South Africa.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you for having me.
We're going to be talking about your product, Femula. What is Femula indicated for, Juanita?
Heather, Femula is indicated for menopause. Looking at the symptom picture, that is what Femula is indicated for.
And what does Femula contain?
Femula contains a high quality extract of Semisifuga racemosa, which is commonly known as black cohosh.
Oh, but as far as I know, doesn't black cohosh raise concern for patients?
Previously, in time gone by, yes, there was a lot of concern and a lot of bad rep around black cohosh, primarily because firstly, it was cultivated in the wild, not standardized. And then in producing the actual material, which was pharmacies, health shops, etc., this wasn't standardized. So batch-to-batch variation was very high, and patients didn't know what they were receiving, and hence then impact on liver, other adverse side effects as well.
That's good news. So now, what part of the menopause picture does Femula treat, and how effective is this?
Femula is very effective. It has been extensively clinically trialed in double-blind trials, and the symptom picture you're looking at is your hot flushes, night sweats, waking up in the middle of the night feeling drenched and restless, also the irritability and low mood that can accompany the menopause picture.
And I know that at every single situation is unique. Every woman has a different experience. There's no two ones the same, which I find actually quite
Absolutely.
Phenomenal. And so, having started taking Femula, when can results be expected?
Results can be expected relatively soon, between the period of 2 to 4 weeks. We see optimal results are obtained at 4 weeks. That's how the clinical trials are conducted. But the patients generally, especially in terms of the hot flushes and the night sweats, they start feeling results relatively quickly.
Now, I know there are many creams on the market that one can apply to the skin that claim to do the same thing. So how would your product in tablet form be any different?
Well, many of the creams on the market, whether they be herbal, natural, bioidentical, synthetic, they generally will contain compounds that are either similar to hormones the body produces or contain synthetic hormones. And they are just then obviously absorbed through the skin, which is another organ of absorption. The tablet form is then just oral. Usually when we see synthetic medications, when they become cream, it could be for better absorption, better results, or in order to avoid certain interactions that can occur through metabolism of the stomach.
Okay, thank you for that. Are there any clinical trials to substantiate your claims?
Yes, there are many trials to substantiate claims, and what's very nice is that they follow golden standards. So we're looking at double-blind trials and looking not only at improvements of symptoms, but also progression and different mechanisms of action.
Okay, now how does one, if one goes into, if one is looking for a product, how does one find this information before they buy or look at investing in the right product?
Well, I think what you said there is when they're investigating and when they're looking, that's so important for the patient themselves to make an informed decision using reliable sources. So first and foremost, it's always great if you can consult your practitioner. Sometimes when that option is not always available, just chatting to your pharmacist or one of your floor managers in the pharmacy, they have a wealth of knowledge. Secondly, whatever is suggested, it's always important for that patient to go and find some information on the internet, either through means of Google Scholar, actually contacting the manufacturer via their website. A reputable company will always be happy to substantiate the claims that they are making, and the patient can then decide going forward whether this is the right product for them.
Thank you. Now, what are the listed adverse events with the use of Femula?
Well, like any medication, whether natural or synthetic, there can be some side effects or adverse effects. And what's very nice is with Femula, those are minimal. At most, adverse effect could be disturbance of the GI tract, just because this is a herbal concentrate.
Okay, so it's very minimal. That's wonderful news. And can Femula be used safely in combination with other medications?
Femula can be used safely in combination with other medications. Again, the side effect profile is negligible, drug interactions are negligible. But because Femula is able to treat menopausal symptoms, there's no point in doubling up with other hormonal therapies if the symptoms are being treated. So we just don't want patients to be overusing hormones, whether they be natural or synthetic, whatever the case is. So Femula can be used safely. Again, it's always great to consult a practitioner just to discuss potential interactions.
My question always is, how long does one take these kinds of medications for menopause? When it starts, the menopause is there. How long do you take it for the rest of your life, or what would you
Well,
recommend?
unfortunately, menopause is, once it starts, it's there for a woman, simply because we see that estrogen levels decline and basically your ovarian function comes to a halt or it declines. So, unfortunately, we need to be treating those symptoms for as long as there's no estrogen, which in the case of a menopausal woman, it's not going to increase again on its own naturally. So, unfortunately, in terms of menopause, once the symptoms are controlled, the patient can then remain on a maintenance dose. And they just take it from there. Usually month on month you would see progression. Once you find your dose, you stay to that. If you'd like to wean, you can. But often we find that once the medication is stopped or it's begun to be weaned off, the symptoms then return again.
So it's basically a product that really every woman should take for the rest of their life, as I understand it.
Yes, for as long as those symptoms persist, which is likely to be for the remainder of their life, generally speaking, they can take it. And again, what's very important is any medication that is consumed is going to be metabolized through the liver. So the patient needs to make sure that whatever they are taking doesn't have a significant impact on liver function, or they then obviously monitor progression month on month. Regarding natural medicines, again, a patient does need to be wary of phytoestrogens, which are simply chemical compounds similar in structure to your estrogens, just derived from plants. Femula is devoid of these phytoestrogens, but because they can have an estrogen-like activity, you need to be careful, especially, for example, if a patient is at risk of, for example, breast cancer or some other sort of condition.
Well, that's great advice for people to look for, because I think a lot of women, take the precautions while they're going through menopause, and then they just suddenly
Yes.
stop and wonder why things go wrong later on, and don't recognize that it's actually they are still in the process of being menopausal.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, I think also the consumer is so bombarded by products, natural solutions, alternatives, the new wonder drug. So again, it's about making that informed decision using reliable sources, definitely.
Well, that's all very, very good information for women out there. And thank you so much for your time. And I wish you and Flordis well with this wonderful product. And thank you.
Absolute pleasure, Heather. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.